Hello, hello, my beautiful Prosecco queens, and of course to our kings who support us. Welcome to the very first episode of 2025. I'm Teresa, your host, your forever dreamer, your cheerleader, and your partner in popping bottles, both literally and metaphorically. Whether you're sipping on your favorite bubbly, your coffee, your tea, or just here for a little sparkle in your day, I'm so glad you're here. Happy New Year! Can you believe it? 2025. Seems surreal that time just flies the way that it does. And unfortunately, it seems already too much upset and too many newsworthy and tragic events already going down to start this year off. So I wanted to shift tone a bit as we dive into this new year. Today, we're diving into something that sets the tone not just for this new year, but for every single day of our lives. Gratitude and the power of affirmations. Yes, you heard that right. Affirmations with an O. Stay tuned because we're about to get into some life-changing vibes that will have you feeling like the queen you are. And for you kings, please stay tuned as well because this is for you also. But let's first raise a virtual toast to the new year. Here's to fresh starts, big dreams, and finding joy in the little things. Cheers! Now, you might be wondering, based on the tone of my voice, if I'm always this cheery. And the people that know me very well personally, know that for damn sure is not the case. I am human, I am not perfect, and I try every day to do little things to make myself better, to make my family's life better, to make my life better, to make me feel better, and to ground me. And I've discussed that before in other episodes, as well as on my social media. Because I'm as human as they come, and things irritate my soul as well, because that's just what we do. That's life, right? So unfortunately, being human, we have these moments where we are so far less than perfect. And that is normal. And sometimes that can last for quite a while. So if you've heard me say it before, I don't necessarily believe in the open quote, new year, new you, close quote idea. Because every day we should always be trying to do a little something that makes us feel grounded and helps us be a better version of ourselves every day. Do we fail most days? Sure, why not? But in a way, failing is what makes us do better. Because if you really have the right intent, you're going to do better even without realizing it. And that's where and why I'm very excited about this topic today. And I'm going to have you do a little homework. You could actually pause this during and do it while we're speaking, because I'll be doing that as well. Matter of fact, I've done it already and I do it all the time. So first, we're going to talk about the magic of gratitude. We've all heard it before. Be grateful for what you have. But how often do we actually practice it? Not just as a quick thought, but as a deliberate, meaningful habit. Think about that. Every day we wake up, a lot of times we're late, we don't hear the alarm, we have school, we have work, whatever the case may be. And we jump out of bed and we're running around like chickens with heads cut off. And it's not till we maybe, if we're lucky, have a sip of our coffee in the car or at our desk, do we get to take a deep breath and go, okay, here we go again. But we don't get a chance necessarily to remember to be grateful for the moment we opened our eyes and took that breath that we were aware of. That deliberate breath. And that's normal because life is just gonna life. So here's the thing. Gratitude isn't just about being polite or saying thank you. It's about shifting your entire mindset. When you focus on what you're grateful for, you train your brain to see the good in your life. And guess what? That changes everything. Science actually backs this up. People who regularly practice gratitude report better sleep, lower stress, and higher levels of happiness. Yes, queen, gratitude is basically a life hack. And for anybody who doesn't believe it, I understand. It's hard to see things that you don't have tangible evidence for. But most of us go through life with faith. And faith doesn't have to have anything to do with God if you're not religious. I am, and I'm spiritual. and I believe in the spiritual world, but that's not for everybody. Faith is believing in something even when you can't see it because you see the outcome. And that's kind of where gratitude comes into play. The more grateful you are for what you have, the more the universe is going to bless you with more of that. I know. I said it in my last podcast. We know that good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people and so on and so forth. Again, life is going to life. But it is proven that if you have a terrible mindset, you are inviting that terrible energy back to you. I've seen it into play in my life more than once. And I have no problem speaking about that. My other episodes discuss some of the ways that my mind destroyed my body and areas of my life that I had to pull up from the straps. And I'm still working through. So this is not a practice that stops when you feel better. This is something you should do and practice every day to continue to feel that energy in your life and to up-level your energy. So quick story. And some of you are going to think this is crazy, but it's not because, again, I've seen it in practice in my own life. I've discussed it with my mother, with other people who are very spiritual, and I'm very, very vocal with my spiritual angels. Me and my daughter just came back from a trip to Orlando to visit our grandparents, and I am not a great flyer. I never have been. I have flown numerous, many, many times in my life, and I will dwell on it for 6 months ahead of time because the idea of being out of control really doesn't strike me well, right? Regardless of statistics, doesn't matter to me. So before we went, probably about a week before we went constantly, I was doing as I always do, having the conversations with my guides and my gods and my prayers. And I put it out there. Thank you for this trip. Thank you for getting us there safely. Thank you for having no obstacles in our way. Thank you for having us having a beautiful time in Epcot. Thank you for everything working out the way we want. And thank you for bringing me back home to my son safely. Etc., etc. I did this to open the line of communication and say, I'm grateful for those blessings you gave me. And thank you for this opportunity. And I am grateful that I will be able to be home and go about my everyday like normal. The idea was that I'm already putting it out there that I know my trip was going to be great and everything was going to work out the way it was supposed to. And lo and behold, it did. We didn't have one delay at the airports. We got through every line within 10 minutes. We had no problems boarding. The trips were smooth. And when we got to Epcot, we were there for 8 hours. The longest line we waited on was 37 minutes. And we did 97% of the things we wanted to do and were able to leave a little bit early. Now, some of you might say, okay, Teresa, that's just luck. And maybe it is, but guess what? It all ties together. For me, that's more proof that the more I show my gratitude every day, the more I thank the universe for the continued health of me and my children and abundance and love, that even through the hard times that happen, we're going to be good. So here's a quick exercise that I would like you to try. Like I said earlier, you can either pause this or come back to it or whatever you'd like to do. But every morning this week, grab a journal, a piece of paper, or even just your notes app. Write down 3 things you're grateful for. Big or small, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's the way your morning coffee smells, the fact that you made it through a tough week, your children's laugh, or even the fact that you're alive and listening to this podcast. Start small and let it grow. And here's the magic. When you write these things down, really feel them, experience them. Don't just scroll through the motions. Take a deep breath, smile, and let that gratitude sink in. I promise it'll change your mood and your day. Now, I promised I'd get back to this next point, affirmations. So let's switch gears and talk about affirmations. I know what you're thinking. Don't you mean affirmations? Nope, I mean affirmations with an O. This concept comes from author Noah St. John, and it's a total game changer. I've also mentioned this and had this discussion in other episodes as well, so don't forget to go check those out. Just a plug. Here's how it works. Instead of saying a positive statement like, I am confident, or I am successful, you ask a positive question like, why am I so confident? Or why is success so natural for me? The idea is that your brain loves solving problems. When you ask yourself a positive question, your mind starts searching for answers that reinforce that belief. It's like planting a seed in your subconscious. So let's try it right now. Stop for a second and think about something you want to embody or achieve this year. So instead of saying, I am financially free, ask, why am I so good at managing my money? Instead of saying, I am happy, ask, why is happiness so natural for me? Write down a few of these questions that resonate with you. Say them out loud, maybe even in front of a mirror. And if you're feeling extra inspired, share one with me on social media. I'd love to hear it. So go ahead, do that. I'll wait. Okay, here's the kicker, my queens and kings. Gratitude and affirmations go hand in hand. When you combine them, you create this unstoppable positive energy. Start your day by practicing gratitude and then follow it up with a few personal affirmations. You're basically setting yourself up to slay the day. Let's do a quick example together. Take a deep breath and think of one thing you're grateful for right now. Maybe it's this moment of connection, this podcast, or the simple fact that you showed up for yourself today in some way. Now, add on an affirmation. Ask yourself, why do I have so much to be grateful for? Or why does joy find me so easily? Do you feel that shift? That's energy right there. And for us badasses, that's queen energy. I want you to think about this in your daily lives. We struggle. It's hard. We have hard discussions. We have to pay the bills. We have all the mundane stuff. And again, there are moments where bad things happen to all of us, and there are things we can't control. I spend so much of my time, and I still do, worrying about things I can't control, hoping that if I can control them, it would change the outcome. And I know from personal experience that is not the case, regardless of how much I worry about it. And I love the fact that as I get older, I learn that more, and I'm able to put more into practice ways to calm my soul, even when it seems the scariest. Does that mean my anxiety doesn't get the best of me at times? Of course not. I was not great on those past two flights. And when the pilot told us because of the weather in Jersey, it was going to be a rough 45-minute landing, my heart rate was at like 130 the entire time. Because there are things we cannot control, and there are things that we cannot explain. But while we're here, let's do our best to creatively visualize the life that we want and how to resonate at our highest energy. Like I said earlier, you don't believe me? It's backed up by science. Go check that out. And as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember that you have so much power within you. Gratitude and affirmations are just tools to help you tap into that. And trust me, when you start using them, you'll be unstoppable. So here's my challenge for you this week. Practice gratitude every morning. It takes literally 2 seconds. All right, maybe 10 seconds. Write it down, say it out loud, and let me know how it goes, because I'll be cheering you on every step of the way as I do mine as well. And here's the thing. Again, it doesn't have to be the second you open your eyes. But it's a good practice to start there. So before I sign off, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your fellow queens and all your kings. Let's spread this sparkle far and wide, because we could use a good sparkle in this world. Don't forget to join me next week for my next episode, where I will focus a bit on how to protect your peace. Follow me on Instagram or any of your preferred social platforms at Prosecco Queens for more tips, updates, and of course, bubbly inspiration. Until next time, keep shining, keep sipping, and remember, you are worthy, you are powerful, and you are loved. Cheers to you, my beautiful Prosecco Queens and Kings. Peace out.